Let's pray. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We honor you, Lord God, for everything you've done in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a blessed day. It's an awesome day. It's an anointed day. It's a holy day. It's a righteous day. It's the day, Lord God, that you have created for us to obtain knowledge of who you are. We thank you for another opportunity to receive knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity just to dig into your word and see your word and to get the word inside of us that we may grow, Lord God. I just want to fall in love with you, Lord God. Thank you for another day that we are able to do that. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We ask that you bless us tonight as we go forth in our Bible study. Give us some revelation, knowledge of who you are, that we may grow, Lord God, and get a deeper, more stronger, more substance love for you and your names. In Jesus' name, amen. Good evening. How y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight? Okay. We're still dealing with Jesus, and one of the reasons in all of his names that we had dealt with last week, we was dealing with, and we didn't get much into it, but we did deal with the name that is revealed to us in the creation as the Word. So now I want you. I really want to deal with the Word, and I'm not going to spend too much time in there because I want to deal with it on another level. Now listen, this is very important. What I'm talking about, I'm trying to reveal us. I'm trying to show us how God revealed himself to us. And most of y'all should have got a chart like this. If you don't have it with you, please try to bring them tonight. If you wasn't here last week, you should have been here to get one. So don't worry about it. In the greater life and the works of Christ, they deal with Christ in three levels. The past, which is the prophet, was the revealing of who God is or the word is. You got me? The present state of being, what was when he was in the priesthood, and then you got the future part of him, which is the king. Now, let me explain this, because I think we really need to catch the full understanding of what I'm talking about. Everything up to the cross is the past of Jesus Christ, including his walk on the earthly realm. So everything that has to deal with the Old Testament, when they talked about the angel of the Lord and some of the other terminologies that we're going to learn about tonight, they was dealing with him underneath the umbrella of a prophet. And what do a prophet do? They reveal the word. So what he was trying to do was to reveal the word in the Old Testament to every Old Testament saint. Now, One of my favorite scriptures, and you always hear me quote it all the time when I deal with the cross and Jesus Christ, is when he told Moses he cannot show him his face. He only can show him the hind part. The reason why God could not reveal the totalness of himself, because man was, humanity and earthly realm had nothing but sin on it. And if God would have shown humanity and earthly realm the sinful nature of man, the fullness of who he was in the Old Testament, everything had to be just dissolved or blown away, because nothing in the spiritual realm can stand or see the fullness of God the way he wanted to present him. So then he had to wait till the priesthood come, and the priesthood, and this is where the Catholic Church got it wrong, there's only one priest, is the go-between us and God. Y'all got, it's almost like a transformer. So let me deal with it with the electricity level. None of us could actually deal with electricity at this full capacity. Do y'all understand that we can't even deal with electricity at the level of just seeing it in manufacturing itself inside our being? Anybody ever got shocked? Let me tell you what I did when I was a young kid. And you know my little stories when I was a kid, we was crazy. So we used to have electric fence. And so we had electric fence. You know, we keep around because they had cows and stuff in it. So we always make this joke, we had pee on it. So if you pee on an electric fence, go ahead and pee on it. So guess what happened if you pee on an electric fence? What happens? The electricity comes through the fluid that comes out of your body up to the region where the fluid is coming out and hit the fleshly being at that point right there. So when you do it for the first time, not really quite understanding what is electricity about, you want to go ahead and see was a Benjamin Franklin theory were correct. So with lightning and thunderstorms, so you want to test it out for yourself. So as being a youth, I had to check it out. So I tried it out, and it do work. Electricity do flows through water up into your being. So you really can't see electricity, correct? But you can see when electricity is brought to a transformer, condensed down, and used into a form that produces light, produces energy, produces volume from microphones. You can see how electricity function and operate. The Old Testament was pretty much that. He had to go to the transformer of Jesus Christ on the cross because they couldn't take him in the fullness that he was and present himself into a way that mankind could see. Now, we want to talk about the word in Genesis, because inside Genesis, the word was not made or manifested in the fleshly being. The word was speaking everything in the fleshly being. In other words, the word was not conduced or diluted down. The word came in the fullness in the triune of God and spoke, and everything came into existence. Let there be light, and what was it? There was light. So the word was in full form, or the word in electricity form. But when the creation stopped and the fall of man began, sin came on this earthly realm and ruled through us or our being as humanity, correct? Are you with me? So soon as sin started formulating through humanity, God could not reveal himself the way he was or he did back inside the garden underneath the word umbrella, because then he would have presented himself in the fullness that he was. And if he presented himself in the fullness it was, mankind, because they have sinned, they had to what? Die. So what God did is God go ahead and diluted himself down through the Old Testament to try to show mankind who he was, so mankind would start falling in love with him. How many of y'all need to understand that you cannot fall in love with God or a God that you cannot see or that you cannot see perform something in your life? Just telling you to fall in love with God would not work or do, correct? You can be intrigued by him. You can be interested in him. But to fall in love with him and want to devote your life to him until you see him move, you cannot fall in love with him. You will not fall in love with him until you see him move, because you really don't believe it. I didn't really believe the power of electricity as it was, and whether electricity could follow a stream up to me until I felt it move through my being. I had to see for my what? So what God did, he said, okay, my people, even though they hear the story about Adam and Eve, and they really, really going to need to see me in order to fall in love with me. So what God did, God said this straightforward, this after the word, because then we dealt with the word last week, and I really don't want to go back there on it. The word, but let's do a little bit. Let's do it. Just, okay, Lord, thank you. Okay, I hear you. All right. Yes, sir. Jesus said that I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which it is, which was, and which is to come. Christ's office is identified in the threefold concept, being his past, the prophet under the twofold identity of the word and creation, and Jehovah, the Lord God, in the revealing of man after the fall. Amen? The word is simply this. It's the speech uttered by the living voice and embodies or give tangible or make visible that which is spoken from an idea. So the word of God in creation is just the idea that God had, and he spoke it into existence, and something came from the existing of the speaking of the word to make a tangible or visible appearance of that which he spoke, being that the Father is the creator, and the creator, he shaped and formed it all in his mind, and he spoke it with the word, and the word caused things to come to life, and the Holy Spirit moved up on the face of the water and caused everything to be tangible or visible, being that God showed himself in a unique form as the word. I can't really go too much into this because a lot of folks can't comprehend what I just said, because what I just said was more than a mouthful, because how can he be there being three forms, and but yet he functioned in the word? Because God is a God that the only thing that he needs for us to understand is one part of him being the what? The word. Y'all got me. The creative force was completed. The word is still functioning and moving. And the Holy Spirit moves off of what? The word. Everybody got to understand that the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost only moves after the word. In Acts, it tickles me in Acts whenever they says, and they preach, and they say they preach, and they always say the Holy Spirit moved after he preached. The Holy Spirit only moves after the preaching of the word. The Holy Spirit get happy after the word. So what happened was, after the fall of man, that God allowed himself and the Holy Spirit to combine together and to move underneath the umbrella of the word. So really it's, or everything after the fall falls underneath of this umbrella of Lord God or Jehovah. You got me? So in John 1:1 say, in the beginning was the word, right? What else it says? Uh-huh. And the word was, uh-huh. Keep on. And the same was in the beginning with God, and all things was made by him, and without him, not anything was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and light shined upon the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it. I want to get to that, because inside Genesis, the second, 1:2, let's go to this right quickly. I wanted to leave it, but you won't. I'm trying to get to another spot, but I keep hearing you. Okay. I'm being hard-headed if y'all don't want to understand what's going on. The battle up here with me right now, I want to go on to Jehovah God, and God keep telling me to stay at the word. So tell me to behave. Just tell me to behave. Me and God up here fighting right now, all right? Look, creation is very unique. And the reason why we don't have to worry about the creative force of God, because the creative force of God was in the beginning. God created the heaven and earth. That was done. 1:1. After the fall of mankind, we talked about last week, that we come up with Genesis 1:2. Read it for me.
Genesis?
Yep, 1:2. Hold on, let's stop right there. And the earth was our form and void. In other words, what is pretty much and say there was a whole bunch of confusion and emptiness and chaos upon the earth. And darkness, what? Was upon the deep. So now we are that when Satan was kicked out of heaven after the war in heaven and was thrown to the earth, he caused chaos, he caused emptiness, he caused confusion, and he caused darkness to come upon the sea. Now that what God has created to be beautiful and the earth around was his footstool that he wanted to take pleasure with, when it kicked Satan out of heaven, he gave him the earth around. And now Satan set up his throne in the earthly realm, and chaos came in the earthly realm. Now watch when the regeneration or the recreation of mankind did to the earthly realm. Go back to John 1:1. 1:4. What was that? Yeah. Hold on, make sure I got the right one. John 1:5. So there, we're talking about the beginning. When did the light shine in darkness in Genesis? Huh? Come on, I just told you. There was a whole bunch of chaos and confusion because the devil came down to earth realm, him and 2/3 of his angels. They set up camp and they started destroying the creation on this earthly realm. It wasn't man, but there was something here, wasn't it? Hey. History tells us that the dinosaurs are older than man. Y'all want to know what happened to the dinosaurs? I believe that there was a realm where the dinosaurs were living in harmony until Satan came down here and started disrupting the dinosaurs that was on the earth, the realm. And when he started disrupting them, I think that's when chaos came there and they started killing and destroying themselves. We can't argue with creation was here before the mankind was here. So Genesis 1:2 was telling us about the creation of
that was already here. God the Father already created the realm here. He already created everything here. But here it is. What he created, something caused it to become into chaos or confusion. It was the throwing out of Satan or Lucifer inside heaven to the earthly realm that caused creation down here to be all messed up. Now God, looking at the creation on the earth realm, said, hold up, this is no good. Read it again, Genesis 1:2. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Now the word was in the beginning, correct? Now y'all see how easy for me to preach now when I just pay attention to God and stop trying to fuss with God? That's for all of y'all ministers now. Now let's go back to John 1:5 again. Who is the light? It's what he what? So now you're getting it, as my sister said. I'm getting it now. You're getting it now, ain't you? So really, John 1:1 on down to 5 was talking about Genesis 1:2, that it was chaotic. They was messed up, and all of this junk was here. Because how did I know that? Finish reading John 1:5. The light shining, or when he's what? Let there be darkness, or the chaos, or the area, or the life form that what it was there could not what? Couldn't comprehend it. They couldn't understand or perceive what was going on. So somewhere in this, because we also know, do y'all really know that? Hold on, y'all do know that when Noah and the earth was flooded. When Noah's time, y'all do know that wasn't the first time the earth was flooded, right? Y'all didn't know that? That wasn't the first time he did that, right? Oh, y'all didn't know that? Huh? That was the first time. When the chaos and the darkness was all around earthly realm, and what it says? The darkness on the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God, what? We always took that as he did something good. No. He caused a flood to come in and destroy all the chaos and the darkness. Because light cannot be brought forth until darkness and chaos is what? Destroyed. That's why he told Noah that I will not what? Destroy the earth by water. It's my second time. Next time I'm going to do it by fire. I done it one time when Lucifer was thrown from heaven and chaos came on the face of the deep, confusion, all this mess. So now I destroyed it by flooding the whole earth. Why do you think the dinosaur bones come from? There's a known fact there was this great flood or a great movement that something chaotic occurred that caused the whole earth at one time to. How come you think that all the living creatures up to that point in time cease and then brand new starts now? Isn't that awesome? Now, he was in this, right? Not yet. There's a reason why he said in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. Even though he wasn't speaking or the part of the Word or Jesus was not being manifested yet, he still wants us to know that he was there at the beginning of creation. Because the Word, hallelujah, was not for them. The Word is only solely for who? Us. So what he was trying to speak to us in John, that even though you don't see him, he was there with us. Even though you've seen the Holy Spirit moved upon the waters and you've seen the Father of creation create in the beginning, he created, he said the Word was there too. And all things was made by him. Even though I don't mention him in 1:1 and 1:2, he still was what? There. But don't worry about this. He's the center of attention of going forth under recreation of mankind. So now he established himself as being the front man. It's like he protected him, even though he was there, John talks about. He really wasn't there at the level until it was time for the light to shine upon darkness. So once they revoked it in heaven, once Lucifer was kicked down, it just set a spot where the Word could manifest as second or number one now in charge. Are y'all with me? Did I lose y'all? Please tell me I didn't. So now, you ready? When it comes time to set up in his mind, after he got rid of all chaotic, all chaos, all confusion, in all situations from the dinosaurs years by flooding them out. Here it is, just him and his angels, again, with no fleshly beings around, nothing here, no creation, and he's lonely again. How many of y'all know God is a lonely God without us? Isn't this incredible to have a God that desires to be with you so much that he started it all over just for us? So now he said, okie dokie, I got floods everywhere. Let there be. First thing he said in order was light. The first word was spoken, or the first time that the word revealed himself was light. Now, when we go to John, it says that the light, what? Shineth. And what? Darkness. So light means understanding or the ability to perceive knowledge. The first thing he presenting out was the ability to understand and perceive who he is. Let me help y'all in there. So the first thing he did was he created all of these things so we know that he is God, so we can see or perceive that there is a God. Lord, I apologize. I really do apologize. I see where you're going now. I'm sorry. So what he said is this: let there be light. And there was light. And the light, come on, read, because my Bible's all butchered up. If you see my Bible, you'll see why I'm struggling up here. Yeah. Now, I want y'all to stop taking the words literally and understand that the word is a two-edged sword, meaning natural and spiritual. So the natural, yeah, he caused the chaos to come away. Naturally, that he brought the sun, right? So what is the light he's talking about? He separated understanding or the ability to perceive who he was. He separated that which he intended to do with the word of God from Satan and all the destruction that he done. He separated the chaos from the, that's why it's good for us to be separate. That's why some of y'all don't understand when you got confusion. Just leave it, separate yourself from it. That means let there be light. So this light is different than the next light we're gonna talk about. Let's go, come on. I love this. So now he's saying that what happens in the daytime compared to the night. So there you go. It's simple, y'all. It's simple. It's easy to see in the daytime, right? It's hard to see in the night. So what he's trying to say that if you stay in the daytime of things, you'll be able to understand and see things a lot better. Clearly, you won't stumble as much. So I'm going to separate it. You're going to have periods of darkness, whether you want to stay in the dark or not. Now I understand why weeping may endure. But the weeping endured in the darkness times. It's not literally the hours of 12 to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It's when you don't see the light. Now I understand at the cross why he had to turn his back on him and let darkness come, or chaos to be there, or confusion to be there. And Jesus had to endure the chaos and confusion because at Genesis 1:2, he didn't get to experience it at the level that he had to do at the cross. He wasn't mentioned there. He couldn't gain control of everything until he got control of that part. So now, for them 3 hours that he had, he went back to Genesis 1:2 and took on all creation from the flood and on. Before mankind was done, it said, not only am I in control of mankind on, I'm in control before mankind, because I still got a gap there that I have to close. The word is powerful. Let's go. Keep on. So every time you see, and listen, I'm not talking because a lot of y'all think the light that they're talking about is the sun and the moon. Stop that. The sun and the moon was not even created yet. So get that out of your head. Push it out right quickly. You should rejoice every day when it's from 7 or 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., whether the sun is shining or not. And from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning. is talking about just time. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will. So we need to learn how to rejoice in 24 hours, the good times and the bad times. Y'all got me? Now let's get into everything else. So when you're going through, you need to make sure you understand that that's good, right? When you're having good times, the understanding is good, right? When you're confused, it's still what? Good. Because as long as I understand that it's a time frame already in the good and the bad, because he separated light from darkness, and I got to go through both of them. If I'm in a dark place right now, sooner or later, my light season have to come back around. So I'll get understanding, because he said it, he created understanding. That all it is, I got to endure the time to receive the understanding of the next day of why it was dark that night before. So if I stumble in the middle of the night, if I wait right there when the light comes in the next day, I'll see what I'm stumbling over. So what he's trying to tell y'all, time is what I'm creating. And it'll be good time, bad time, light time, dark time. All you have to understand that is good, all of it, and sooner or later, the time will revolve around. So what he actually set in order first was time, the 24 hours a day, and he separated it. In other words, he set it in order, everything. He set the plan, hallelujah, for me. Come on. He separates the water next. He brings forth, and I love to keep on. So in other words, he put a separation between us and him, between chaos and destruction in him. You know, in other words, he protected us from him. Because when we was next to him, when we was his footstool, and was a part of him, he couldn't deal having, any of y'all ever took your shoes off and stepped into something like, let's be honest, doo-doo? You ain't never, come on, y'all country, y'all non-country, let me tell them, love, dog. You ever ran through the woods and caught something and it just got on your feet and it just didn't feel right afterwards? Now, you see, shoes is a barrier. I'm trying to get something that you done got on your foot against you. Well, anything ever touched you that you just find yourself wiping off or being irritated by it for, and you just, well, that's what it was, because it was his footstool. Every time the chaos was going forth, he felt it at the level where he had to separate it. Because what he was going to create, he needed a barrier. Sometimes. It's good that God is not there when we call him for him to be there. You better thank God for the times when he don't come. Because you did wrong, and if he comes, he got to get you right. So he put a barrier between us sometime, because you may think you're right. Let's go. Come on. I got to. All right. I got you. Let's go, please. So he separated and created him a spot in heaven and separated and give us a spot on earth. He gave us our own place. Why did he do all of this in the next creation? Anybody know? Why did he separate himself from us? Why did he give himself and his angelic forces and everything in heaven that no sin can be there, and he separated and gave us earth around? Why did he do this at the creation of time? He knew we was going to mess up. So he protected us before we messed up against ourselves, because he knew we was going to mess up. And he knew when mankind messed up, that if he was still down here with us as a footstool, he had to destroy us like he's destroyed. He was setting forth provisions for us before we even were set in the garden. Let me separate, put a barrier between them. Woo, because if I don't, I'm going. It's almost like you said, you remember back in the days, come on, when you got to fight, man, you better get between me, man. I need somebody, because I'm about ready to, and you need that extra person to you get yourself together. Nah, man, you can't do that. And you don't want, if it wasn't there, what's going to happen? But it gave you enough time. Yeah. So that's what he did with heaven, by placing heaven and earth, because that's why no sin could get in heaven, because heaven is so holy. But I'll let you sit on your earthly realm. I got a barrier between us. So now you're not touching me, but I still can see it. But this will at least give you a fighting chance. Let's go. Yeah. Now, hold on. Let the what appear? Did he create dry land? No, it was already there. It's just the water what? So it was a flood that covered it up, right? Let's go. He did what? Called the gathering together or the removing of it. Let's go. Let's go back. Get caught up. He gave us time. He separated heaven from earth. Put distance between us. He moved back the water. He placed the dry ground. He revealed the dry ground to us. Now, he told the earth to yield forth fruit and grass and seed. So now, we got grass, we got trees, we got all of this stuff, plant, fruit, and all of that. Come on. And he saw it and he said it was what? We're on the third day. Keep on. And he created in the earthly realm a self-sufficient beings. That's the key to this. That did not need help from him in order to continue on. So he didn't need to recreate them. Hold up.
There you go.
He said, say that again. So how do I know the difference between good and bad? It's by the light that shineth in heaven that divided the day from the, or divide the time that I set aside for being day and night in your life. You want to know when you see heaven and understand the light come from heaven, then you will get your daytime.
Father God, we'd like to thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to just be here, to hear your word, to gain revelation, to understand that which you need us to have to be successful Christians into your walk, continuing to look over and guide us and lead us into our future, that we may obtain the destiny that you have purpose into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.